The Gartha have rejected a claim made by the Gartha Representative Association that almost 100 emergency calls went unanswered at the weekend. Speaking to Morning Ireland and some newspapers earlier this week, the GRA had also said calls made by Gardaí themselves to the 999 number went unanswered as well. A Gartha statement to Morning Ireland says they found no evidence calls went unanswered and no technical issues were reported. Before we came on air, we spoke to our reporter Esna Dodd, who first reminded us what the GRA said earlier this week.
The GRA said that according to their information, 92 emergency calls to the 999 or 112 phone number went unanswered over the weekend. Separately, they said at least 200 additional calls made by Gardaí themselves on behalf of the public to that emergency call system were not picked up. They also said the Garda Drugs Unit in the K District in West Dublin had been left without a car for its operations over the weekend. The GRA told us they were raising the issues because of their concerns for the security of the public.
Now, the Gartha Press Office, they've issued a statement and say they've looked into the matter. So what are they saying?
Yes, that's right. The Gartha Press Office has said An Garda Síochána has found no evidence of these claims. They said they've checked with the Independent Emergency Call Answering Service, or ECAS, and say no calls to An Garda Síochána via the 999 emergency call system managed by ECAS went unanswered over the weekend. The statement continues that ECAS have also confirmed no issues, technical or otherwise, were raised by ECAS over the weekend.
As you mentioned a moment ago, Ethna, the GRA also raised issues around access to cars. This is for the K District Drugs Unit in Dublin.
Yes, they did. The GRA said the Drugs Unit, which polices a busy area in West Dublin, had no patrol car. Garda Press have told us, again in a statement, that the vehicles assigned to the unit have recently been retired or are undergoing repairs. But the unit was temporarily assigned vehicles and one of their permanently assigned vehicles is due to return from the garage this week. They said the GRA claim was also incorrect and they said that particular Garda unit did have access to transport despite what the GRA alleged.
We put this back to the GRA. What have they said?
We did make contact with the GRA again and told them what the Garda Press Office had told us. The GRA responded that as far as they were concerned, they have already addressed this matter and have nothing further to add.
Ethna Dodd there.